by Saturday morning. We'll have high temperatures on Saturday between 60 and 65 degrees. Scattered light showers expected late morning into the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson's 54, Waldorf 51, L'Enfant Plaza 56, and we're heading down to 48 overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up,
what do small business owners think of the new National Harbor curfew? I'm Matt Koufax.
Another night of pro-Palestinian protests at GW University. Some demonstrators now suspended. What's being called a stunning sentence tonight for a D.C. man convicted of stabbing a man to death after a fight on a Metro Transit bus.
Months after a flash flood killed 10 dogs, a D.C. agency's after-action report is released. I'm Kate Ryan.
Don't hold your breath on Donald Trump's January 6th related trial starting in D.C. this year. We're going in depth on the reasons why with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane. The Caps really have their backs against the wall now. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A large system of storms is threatening tornadoes, hail, and heavy rains from Texas into Michigan. Tornadoes have already hit Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
This threat continues to spread east and will cover portions of the Mississippi River Valley from the Gulf Coast all the way on up towards the Great Lakes and near the Chicago area. Approximately another 140,000 square miles covered, and over 12 million people have the possibility of dealing with dangerous weather through the overnight and into Saturday morning.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are not budging as the protests spread from coast to coast. CBS's Michael George has more on the school where it all started.
As talks between school administrators and pro-Palestinian protesters on Columbia's campus continue, pro-Israeli demonstrators, mostly non-students, made their voices heard outside.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally worries those in the encampments are forgetting about the hostages still being held by Hamas.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
The students have been calling on the school to divest financially from companies that do business with Israel.
Donald Trump's defense team in his Manhattan criminal trial looked to undermine the testimony of the prosecution's first witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Trump is accused of falsifying business documents to hide so-called hush money payments ahead of the 2016 presidential election. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It was interesting to hear that David Pecker entered into catch and kill stories for the benefit of a number of other celebrities, such as Tiger Woods and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rahm Emanuel, and none of them ever ran for president. The point is that catch and kill is apparently a routine practice of the tabloid trade. The question is whether the jury will see the catch and kill for the benefit of Donald Trump as ultimately a crime.
Trump's longtime executive assistant, Rona Graff, also testified today. The Biden administration is putting off implementation of a ban on menthol-flavored cigarettes proposed by the FDA. Health organizations favor a ban, but the ACLU warns it would, quote, disproportionately impact people of color and prioritize criminalization over health. But Lisa Lacasse with the American Cancer Society says state-level bans are working.
The enforcement is not on the user, it's on the seller. And that is a critical component of the laws that we pass at localities and the laws that have been passed in both California and Massachusetts, specifically to address this issue that is of, a true concern.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 here on WTOP, Friday night, April 26, 2024. DuPont Circle at 54 degrees and dropping to 48 later. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The youth curfew at National Harbor has now been in effect for several hours. Kids 16 and younger cannot be there alone on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. They must be accompanied by a parent or guardian between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. WTOP's Matt Koufax has been out and about at National Harbor this evening, speaking with small business owners and employees about how they think the curfew will affect things going forward.
Hopefully it will help. I believe it will.
Late night fighting, looting, yelling, and vandalism. These are just a few things small business owners are hoping the new juvenile curfew in National Harbor will fix.
It's been really hard because I've literally had people inside of the store ready to purchase. It's like, I'll come back tomorrow. The security guard got jumped last week, so.
One small business owner whose shop is just off American Way and wished to remain anonymous told me teens loitering late night outside her store is affecting sales. And while she knows the curfew is temporary,
what does a permanent solution look like in your mind?
The parents being fined. I think they should be held accountable.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
We are well into a second night of protests on the war in Gaza on the campus of George Washington University. As of now, protesters continue to chant and wave flags along H Street. The student-run newspaper, the GW Hatchet, has reported that seven students have been suspended and charged with several counts of misconduct in connection with their involvement in those protests that formed an encampment. In a statement, the university confirms to WTOP that several students have been told about their suspensions. The school says any student who remains in university yard may be placed on temporary suspension and administratively barred from campus. Meantime, we are learning of a plan for D.C. police to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampment on University Yard early this morning was scrapped. The Washington Post reports that police told university leaders they were worried about the optics of moving against a small number of peaceful demonstrators. Officers had gathered about 3 a.m. They were ready to enter the encampment, but they were ordered to stand down by the police chief and the mayor's office. The Anti-Defamation League says it fully supports these demonstrations on college and university campuses here locally and across the country, but it draws the line at anti-Semitic signs and slogans and chants, which it says have been on display at GW and elsewhere in recent weeks. Anti-Semitic incidents last year in the U.S. were up by 140% from the year before.
We've been urging for months that we are seeing this increase of anti-Israel rhetoric. It's not just people who are criticizing the Israeli government. They are blaming Jews as a whole on a global basis. And while speech of Israel, you know, can be critical in many ways, and you can be supportive of the humanitarian crisis, you can't have threats, intimidation, and harassment. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of uneducation, of not understanding the conflict in the Middle East and the true history. But we're also seeing a lot of conspiracy theories, which is where a lot of anti-Semitism comes from. And we're seeing anti-Zionism specifically targeting the Jewish community.
Meredith Weissel is D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. She joined us earlier on WTOP. A D.C. man has been sentenced tonight to life in prison, but with all but 15 years suspended for the stabbing death of another man after a fight on a Metro Transit bus last year. 35-year-old Tyrone Curtis was convicted in January of the first-degree murder of 29-year-old Amonte Cunningham. The two men were strangers to one another. Prosecutors say they got into a verbal altercation on a Metro Transit bus in Wheaton, and then that rapidly escalated. Curtis followed Cunningham after he got off the bus and stabbed him in the upper body. The whole thing was caught on the bus's surveillance cameras. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy tonight calls Curtis's sentencing stunning, saying it's inconsistent with the facts and the verdict returned by a jury. Again, it was life in prison, but then with all but 15 years suspended. 8 months after 10 dogs died in a flood at a doggy daycare business in D.C., a draft report on what went wrong has been analyzed and released. WTOP's Kate Ryan.
The report from the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency is a draft after-action document. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Joe Bishop Henchman, who serves the Eckington community, had this reaction.
Well, it confirms a lot of embarrassing stuff.
Such as?
911 miscategorizing the emergency, which led to a very long delay of first responders getting two district dogs.
District Dogs was the Rhode Island Avenue business that flooded August 14th. 10 dogs died in the business where floodwaters reached 6 feet. Emergency dispatchers initially characterized the issue as a water leak. Among the corrective actions called for, retraining emergency call takers and dispatchers and determining whether the building that used to house District Dogs is still at risk for flooding. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still to come here on WTOP after traffic and weather this evening, a new device just approved by the FDA to help those with chronic pain.
We've got traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. Twicethechoices.com.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Dimitri, plenty of slow traffic on the Beltway both ways across the American Legion Bridge. The construction crews are back on the outer loop coming out of Maryland. Stay to the right as you head down towards Georgetown Pike. On the inner loop, expect delays out of Tyson's Corner. You get by single file to the left. Beltway through Bethesda and Silver Spring runs without incident. Earlier crash northbound 270 before Montrose Road is out of the way. Now a crash reported in Montgomery County on 28 westbound near Quince Orchard Road. Follow police direction through there. Looks like they may have multiple lanes blocked. Crash on the eastbound side of Route 50 coming out through Landover as you head past the 202 exit. Right side of the roadway is tied up. I believe that exit ramp to go inbound on Landover Road is also going to be blocked. Stay to the center and to the left in order to get by. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, okay inside the Beltway, but closed northbound up in Jessup because of a crash at 175. Follow police direction. They'll detour you there. They will let you back onto northbound 295 from westbound 175. On the ride downtown across 695, we're okay in both directions. Maybe a problem northbound on 295 north of Pennsylvania Avenue. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist.
After a gorgeous day with sunshine, now clouds are going to be moving back in this evening, turning mostly cloudy late, with temperatures dropping into the lower 50s, and by morning will be somewhere between 48 and about 50 degrees. We'll have overcast skies for Saturday, high temperatures 60 to 65 degrees. And those clouds will bring some scattered rain showers to the area. Meanwhile, on Sunday, more summery, partly sunny, with a high temperature around 85, 86 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
DuPont Circle 54, Germantown at 54, and Annandale 54 degrees, falling to 48 overnight. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour, and Jeff Claybaugh.
A consumer confidence survey shows 38% of Americans now blame high prices for holding back their living standards. Microsoft says AI cloud demand is now outstripping its data center supply. The Penn Quarter Farmers Market will not reopen after 3 years of falling sales on downtown D.C.'s slow recovery. The Dow finished Friday session up 153 points. The Nasdaq rallied 316. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Medtronic says tonight that the FDA has approved a new spinal cord implant that relieves chronic pain. It's a bid to expand into patient groups here that rely heavily on medications like opioids who'd like to stop taking those. The new device works by delivering an electrical pulse to the spinal cord, interrupting pain signals before they reach the brain in patients suffering from back, cervical, and nerve damage. Good week on Wall Street. The S&P and NASDAQ were up quite a bit. The S&P up 3%, NASDAQ up more than 4%, and the Dow up 1%. Still to come here on WTOP, after what we heard at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, very little reason to believe that there's going to be a January 6th-related Donald Trump trial here in D.C. this year. We'll talk to Scott McFarlane of CBS News.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension. And earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
Still to come later this half hour on WTOP, the Biden administration was talking about banning menthol cigarettes but is now putting that off. Stay with us on WTOP. More news in 60 seconds.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:15. There have been serious concerns about whether Donald Trump's January 6th trial would be held this year before the November election. And now that we've heard oral arguments from the U.S. Supreme Court on presidential immunity, it may be almost guaranteed that trial is not happening this year. We discussed this with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
The prospects of Donald Trump going on trial here in D.C. for election conspiracy and efforts to overturn the 2020 election have been dimming by the day, dimming by the hour. There's just not a lot of time left before November for that trial to happen pre-election 2024. And it seems from what the Supreme Court was saying, the tenor and content of their words at arguments yesterday, that they're about ready to shut the lights off altogether on that prospect. They're not speaking with one voice. They're not of one mindset. That was clear from arguments yesterday. They're going to need time to formulate their opinion and ruling. They're going to need probably a couple months to issue their ruling. And that is time that is simply not available at the federal courthouse down the street where Trump was to stand trial. They're going to need a couple months to get back on a war footing to have the trial if the case returns to that courthouse. And it's not clear that the Supreme Court will directly return it to that courthouse. It seems like that trial is going to slide into 2025. And that's assuming Donald Trump doesn't win re-election, because if he does, he seems primed to kill off the case altogether.
We do still have the hush money trial rolling along in New York, and that is certainly expected to conclude long before November. But what about anything else, like classified documents or the Georgia situation? Any progress there?
Those were already in the slow lane, especially the classified records case, where the judge in Florida has allowed it to get bogged down with, I mean, hundreds of entries into the court docket and how many thousands of pages of arguments. That's been in the slow lane. It remains there. The Georgia case is so big, so sweeping. It's always been, you know, a long-term project too. But Jack Smith, the special counsel, built this Washington, D.C. case narrowly. It was a skinny case made for speed, no co-defendants, a narrow set of charges. And it's just been slowed down. And it's noteworthy for a few reasons, Dimitri. But one of them is that Jack Smith, in his arguments earlier in the case, trying to stop delay tactics, said the public has a right to a speedy trial, too. A speedy trial no one will be getting.
That's Scott McFarland, CBS News congressional correspondent. He was with us on Skype on WTOP. Top stories here on WTOP. A few hundred pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue to rally on GW's campus at this hour along 8th Street, between 200 and 250, according to the GW Hatchet newspaper, outside of an encampment barricade. Some student protesters have been told they've been suspended tonight. Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in that New York hush money trial. Former President Trump says he is ready to debate President Biden and vice versa. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP. Going to Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Congestion northbound on I-95 through Stafford County. Had a crash an hour or so ago between Courthouse Road and 610 as you head north of Fredericksburg. Everything was moved over to the median. Just about the time they got all those lanes open, second crash occurred just north of Garrisonville Road, and that is tying up the left side of the roadway. You'll see the flashing lights as you head up through Stafford County. Stay over to the center and to the right. Beyond there, you should do better towards Quantico and Dale City and up into Springfield and right on up 395 towards the 14th Street Bridge. Roadwork westbound on I-66, out of Roslyn, heading out towards Glebe Road, taking away your right lane at the moment. You'll get by single file to the left. It's bumper to bumper as you come off of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge through the Roslyn Tunnel and heading out towards Spout Run. Beyond there, you should be better across the Beltway and out towards Fair Oaks. Beltway construction in both directions, just south of the American Legion Bridge. On the inner loop, you get by single file to the left with delays coming up from 123. On the outer loop, traffic gets by over to the far right, and those slowdowns start just past River Road. Beltway through Silver Spring and Bethesda is incident-free, as it is through Greenbelt and New Carrollton. Accident cleanup eastbound on Route 50 at 202 as you head out of Chevrolet towards Landover Hills is along the right side. They had the ramp to westbound 202 blocked off as well. That may be open under police direction. A little hard to see in the traffic camera. Northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're okay as far up as Laurel, but from Fort Meade, it's going to be slow going up towards Jessup. Still have the travel lanes closed because of the accident at 175. All traffic being detoured there. Follow their direction and they'll get you back onto 295 North. Fresh seafood at a diner. Well, yes, if it's Silver Diner, enjoy fresh, not frozen, wild-caught Icelandic cod and Antarctic salmon. Have it as an entree or add it to your favorite salad. Served every day at a fair price. Silver Diner, much more than a diner. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
All right, this evening, clouds will start moving in, but still a very nice evening for getting out. It is going to be dry by morning, mostly cloudy skies, and throughout your Saturday, overcast with some scattered rain showers, most of which will fall from late morning going through the afternoon. Temperatures early Saturday, 48 to 53 degrees, with high temperatures on Saturday, 60 to 65. It's going to be a two-season weekend, spring on Saturday, and more summery on Sunday, partly sunny with a high temperature, 85 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tonight at DuPont Circle, 54. Germantown 53 and Annandale 54 degrees. Some parts of our area could fall to 48 overnight. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Straight ahead here on WTOP, there was great fanfare, great celebration in the public health community when the Biden administration announced it would be banning menthol cigarettes. But it's putting off that decision for a while. Stay with us for more. It's 11:21.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not. And more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Now 11:23, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks a lot for being with us. Biden administration leaders indefinitely postpone a ban on menthol cigarettes amid election year pushback.
The Biden administration is indefinitely delaying a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness
and irritation of tobacco smoke.
The FDA says it would prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths over 40 years. Health Secretary Javier Becerra gave no timeline for issuing the rule, saying more time is needed to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. About 80% of black smokers use menthol. Reverend Al Sharpton and other civil rights leaders have warned a ban on menthol would create an illegal market for the cigarettes in black communities and invite more confrontations with police. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Washington Commanders just making another pick in the draft. Wide receiver Luke McCaffrey from Rice. Rob Woodfork will be along in a little more than a minute. He'll tell us about all the picks tonight. Three people are in the hospital after a crash involving a Metro bus in Northeast D.C. This is new tonight on WTOP as it happened about 9 p.m. on North Capitol and L Street. A spokesperson for D.C. Fire says the crash involved the bus and a sedan. The bus also hit a tree. Three people, including the bus driver, were taken to a hospital. They're expected to recover and survive. It's unclear what led up to this crash. A judge has ordered a local Marine Corps veteran and former militia member to stay in jail, pending trial on charges he tried to make ricin, a biological toxin. 42-year-old Russell Vane of Vienna, Virginia, was arrested a couple weeks ago after authorities searched his house and found traces of ricin, along with lab equipment and castor beans from which ricin is derived, in a laundry room in a home he shares with his wife and two young kids. Court papers show Vane came to authorities' attention after an online news outlet, News to Share, reported a Virginia militia had severed ties with Vane because they were alarmed by what they considered his loose talk about homemade explosives. Well, you may want to check your speed if you're driving in Fairfax County. Police there are cracking down on speeding and distracted driving through a Road Shark traffic safety campaign. We'll have a little more about that later in the half hour on WTOP. Now 11:25.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And right back to Rob Woodfork.
Well, the Commanders made some sweet music in Motown. Day two of the draft just ended.
With the 100th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver, Rice.
And the bloodlines there, we all know his brother with the 49ers and his dad, of course, the longtime Broncos receiver. So that's how round three ends. Washington also getting TCU offensive lineman Brandon Coleman, 67th overall in the second round. A lot of moves. Commanders selecting Johnny Newton in a surprise at 36th overall, the big tackle. Defensive tackle out of Illinois. They would then trade out of the 40th overall pick. It would cost them a third round selection, but got them another second rounder. And at 50, they took